Fetch a Pail Podcast?
Fetch a Pail Podcast at gmail.com.
Hey, what's up, everyone? You're listening to Fetch a Pail.
It's your weekly I Already Fucked It Up podcast about life.
Wow. Culture.
Definitely not us.
I'm Jackie, your resident queer, trans, she, her, POCP, OS.
And I'm Jill. I'm a straight, fat, white lady, and I am very good at podcasting.
What's up? Welcome to the show, y'all.
Welcome to the show. It's because we're looking at the template, and I read the words on the template, which are wrong.
Oh, shit.
And I never look at them. But to be fair, I do screw it up whether I'm looking at them or not. So how are you, Jackie?
I am so good, Jill.
Oh, that's all I ever want to hear.
Honestly, I am lifing so hard.
That's the best way to life is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like I'm on hard life mode.
No. You're just like, you're lifing.
I'm life. Oh, man, am I lifing.
I get it.
I'm a lifer. I'm pro-life.
Stop it. You're pro your own life. No one else's.
How about you? How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
Yeah, it's getting chilly in the PNW. Gonna have to pay for some home heating oil. Not pleased. Yeah. But other than that.
I totally relate. It was a freezing 65 today.
Oh my God.
So chilly.
It was literally below freezing last night. It was 62 degrees inside my house when I woke up this morning.
Global warming where?
I don't know her.
It's a hoax.
Oh man. Pro-life and global warming's a hoax, and we've been recording for like 3 minutes.
A lot has changed.
It's been a couple of weeks, so strap in, listeners.
I'm finally seeing clearly.
Yeah, the midterm elections were yesterday, so this is apropos. Not at all upsetting.
One of my friends that doesn't live in California was like, make sure you vote, like you gotta vote to like protect us trans people, like we're voting for our lives. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm like voting whether or not to keep a street open in my city.
Yeah, there's like a couple of things on our ballot that are like, do you want to repeal these taxes? But it's an advisory vote and we can vote to repeal it and it doesn't do anything. If the legislator, like the people, look at it and they're like, we don't want to repeal it. They don't have to. It's such a waste of ink.
Oh, cool. That's just like a little for fun question.
Yeah, it's because somebody complained that they're passing like bills that increase taxes without votes. And they're like, yeah, that's just like how it works. And so somehow there was a ballot measure to like force them to ask us, but there's no way to like make them do what we say.
Okay, cool. Fun. That's cool.
So stupid. It makes me mad every time.
It's a cool little thing.
Yeah. So cool. I think we always vote to repeal. I mean, I don't. I vote to maintain because just, I don't know, pay for the fire department or what the fuck ever. But like, the majority always is like, I don't want to pay more taxes. And then nothing changes because that's not how it works.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't get me started. It's my fault. I got it started.
Don't get me started.
Jill, don't get me started.
I know just to circle the ones that the names that have the R next to them.
Yeah, circle them. Is that how you vote, is by circling names?
Well, you fill in the dot.
Oh, okay.
But you do the ones with the R's.
Always the R. R for rad.
And not the D for dumb. You don't want the dumb ones. You want the rad ones.
I'm really glad this is going to come out after people have already voted.
Yeah, in case I influence them.
Yes. On the off chance, there's a child listening who turns 18.
Well, Jackie said.
Yeah. spoiler alert, never listen to Jackie.
Yeah, seriously. But yeah, life has been super, super good. Everything's coming up, Jackie. I think last time we talked,
it was right before your birthday.
Yeah, so I had a good birthday. My actual birthday day, I went to the squeeze cake factory.
Get it right.
And had the filet, and it was amazing.
Thank goodness.
And we all split a pumpkin cheesecake.
That's delicious.
I'm normally not into squeeze cake, but it was pretty good.
I don't know why that's so funny to me every time.
It is so funny. I don't know why either. It's really good. Okay. Try it. Say it.
Squeesh cake.
Right?
It's so cute.
I just posted a TikTok of just me like squeezing my legs because my legs are different now. Mm-hmm. And I captioned it with so squishy. It made me think of you.
Aww. So squishy. I love it.
But yeah, that was super fun. Some of my close friends came out. And then I was supposed to go skydiving that weekend. And I actually had a really terrible Saturday.
Yeah, worst day ever.
Yeah, it was actually my worst day ever. It was probably the worst day of the year.
Yeah, maybe not ever, but maybe like top 10.
Yeah, maybe top 10. I went to the drop zone and I did all the relearning that I had to do, and then basically waited around for 5 or 6 hours to make a jump, but the weather was like questionable. It was a little windy. It was windier than they want for a first-time student.
Yeah.
But
you're not a first-time student.
I'm not a first-time student, but yeah. They were like trying to be totally safe, which whatever, I get it. Finally, at like 4 o'clock, one of the last loads of the day, they're like, all right, gear up. There's a window. Let's see if we can do this. So I gear up. I get in the plane. We get to altitude and the tandem jumpers go and the fun jumpers jump. And we're the last ones out of the plane. And we step up to the door of the plane. And one of the instructors looks out, looks down, looks back at me and goes, nope, sorry. We missed our window.
Ugh.
So fucking annoying. So I had to ride the plane all the way back down. And like, I got so motion sick because the plane just like bombs down. Like, I already get motion sick in the plane going up, but it's mild.
Right.
But to ride the plane down, oh my God, so rough.
Yeah, have you ever had to do that before where you didn't get to jump? Oh, that's awful. No.
And I get scared in the airplane.
You're about to jump out it.
Yeah, but okay, so here's the weird thing. Like, from the ground to like 4,000 feet, it's kind of scary. Because if the plane, like, there's not time to like bail, you know? Above 4,000 feet, you can jump out of the plane and deploy your parachute. But like between where the plane is and maybe like 2,000 or 3,000 feet. Okay. That part's scary because I don't have time to jump out.
Hmm.
Am I making any sense?
You are. It's just like if I were in a situation like that, I think I would either be scared or not scared, and I wouldn't have the brain time to like calculate my exit strategy.
Sure.
Yeah. So I don't empathize, but I do understand the words you're saying.
and then landing is even more scary.
The landing is great news.
Well, yeah, but like going into the land, once you land, yeah, but like approaching the ground, I don't know how to explain it. It's more scary than actual skydiving. Isn't very scary. I feel very comfortable at a high altitude because there's all you have so much time.
Yeah, but it also doesn't take long for if something goes bad, you know, right?
Well, yeah, but not as bad as when you're in a plane.
I'm not sure that I agree with that.
Okay, anyways, I didn't get to jump. I was super bummed out. But I had one thing to look forward to, and that was my date with the guy that we talked about briefly, who was super awesome, and we were finally meeting up in person. And so I went to the bar and totally got stood up by him.
Ugh, what a shitbag.
I know, I got really, really sad about it.
Yeah, well, you had been talking for like a few weeks.
Yeah, I was super into him, and I don't know, I've never even heard back from him, but...
That's so crazy to me.
What a bummer. Super bummed out, and like, I cried a lot, and like, I love to cry. I love to cry at like shows. Like,
yeah.
It could be sad or happy, like, I really enjoy crying. But man, I did not want to cry, and I was crying a lot. I got super emotional. And I remember the next day, I have a dog walker friend. And the next day, a dog fucking ran off from me. I lost a dog.
And when's the last time you lost a dog?
I never lost a dog.
Oh, my God.
So I was running around trying to find the dog. And I finally found the dog after already calling the dog's parents. So it makes me look like I'm not good at walking their dog.
Right. Is it a new dog?
It's a newer dog, yeah.
Yeah.
But they were cool about it.
Okay, good.
But I finally find the dog, and then I run into this dog walker friend of mine, and I just, like, I'm sorry, I have to go. Because, like, I knew, because we're close, and I knew that if she asked me anything about anything, I would lose it, yeah.
Yeah.
So I just, like, kind of excused myself. I, like, sped walked to my truck and just, like, sat in there and bawled my eyes out. And I don't do that.
No.
I don't do that.
It's so sad.
It was very, very sad. But fucking 580 nose grind kickflip. Because I am currently maybe the happiest I've ever been in my life.
Oh, my God.
I have, like, so many amazing things happening in my life.
Oh,
it's kind of
it.
Crazy. Like, we've joked about everything coming up, Jackie, but everything is really coming up, Jackie.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Did you? So that was the weekend before Halloween, that terrible weekend.
Yeah.
Did you end up having any good Halloween times?
Yeah, I went out with that same dog walker friend, and we went out and drank and partied a little bit. It was kind of, we went to the Castro and it was very busy, which is to be expected. But it was cool to, like, go out, get dressed. I dressed up. I felt so fucking cute in my Veronica costume.
Oh my God, you look so adorable.
Thank you. I ended up buying the docs from the Mary Jane Doc Martens.
Hell yeah. Treat yourself.
Because I ordered, like, two or three different pairs online, and I only just recently, actually yesterday, returned the last pair.
Oh, good.
But I have these sweet new Doc Marten Mary Janes, which I love, but I wore them for the first time Halloween night, and we ended up walking so much.
Oh, no, do you do blisters?
And, like, they're not broken in, so, yeah, my feet look like something with a lot of blisters. I'm not very quick on my feet today.
It's okay.
Oh, it's because there's blisters on.
That must be why.
But yeah, Halloween was fine. It was good. I had one costume I didn't get to wear, which is whatever. But pinball has been going really well as well. We had the Queer League finals. And I gave out a shit ton of trophies, and everyone had a really good time. I'm really, really happy with how that went.
That's so great. You got to give out all the trophies. Oh, did your pizza and cake order turn out okay?
Yeah, actually, the cake was there, which is great. And then I went up to collect my pizzas, and I asked them, I said, I have their pizzas under my name for this time. And the guy kind of, like, looked, and he goes, what did you order? And I went, oh, it's just four. It's like two pepperoni, one cheese, and one half and half. And he was like, oh, we'll just get those for you right now.
Oh.
So I don't think that my order went through, but I think because Costco just shells out pizzas, that they're like, oh, yeah, here, whatever, take these.
Did you pay for them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He was like, just go put in your order on the computer, and I'll just give you what you ordered.
Oh, okay.
So perfect. I don't think that my order went through. I think my order is still in that young man's pocket.
Yeah, that's about right. I guess the cake really was the big concern, because that's not a quick fix.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, we got the pizzas, and I was able to get them on time to the bar. I had concerns about parking, but the parking gods shined down on me, and they opened up a spot right in front of the bar. And so I was able to unload the pizzas and the cake and have that spot for the rest of the night. And the whole night was great. Everyone got trophies. The trophies were awesome. I didn't get to play in the finals, but I got to play in the side tournament, which was a split flipper competition.
Mm-hmm.
And I won one of the trophies for that, which is cool.
Nice. Well, it'd be, like, a little bit shady to be overall winner of your own league, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I think it worked out okay.
Yeah. And there's a few other queer people, like my pinball mentor. He didn't play because it's he's so good, you know. And so I didn't play because I wanted to be like someone that was so good.
Yeah. If I don't play, they'll think I'm too good. So.
But I did get to play a few days later in the Bells and Chimes finals, which is the women's league. And I finally broke my second place streak and got my first victory. I got a first place.
Oh my God, you were the bride.
I was finally the bride.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I won a really awesome trophy. It was actually the same company that made the trophies that I bought for my league that are really cool. There's like LED lights in them and you can turn them on and they're like bright and they shine and it's awesome.
Cute.
Yeah, super cute. Won that and some cash and this really cool poster that I've wanted for a long time. But yeah, it's been 3 years. I've been playing for 5 years, but there's the 2 year COVID blip. But like 3 years of pinball and I've never won first place until
now.
Until now, yeah.
Yay. Well, hopefully it's the first of many.
I hope so. And then I also am now in the top 8 women in California.
The top 8?
Yeah, I'm in the top 8.
You did it.
I did it.
Yay, congrats, baby.
So I'll be in the state championships in January.
Well, that's exciting. Where are those held?
It'll be over here in a town called Concord, which is like an hour out.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, very excited about that. And I've also been like dating someone for a couple weeks.
Okay, so even though it was like mega shitty, like probably a fine thing that what's his noodle bailed.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
So I'm dating this new person and they came to Queer League. They heard about Queer League on Lex. I posted an ad on Lex and they came to Queer League and it was the night before my birthday, the 25th, and they played for the first time. And we ended up hanging out till late because I was like, we should all just hang out and wait till midnight for my birthday. And so I convinced a few friends to stay and they stayed as well. And we ended up going to this other bar and we were all drinking and we exchanged numbers. And the next day they were like, it was really nice to meet you. I was like, really nice to meet you. And then they like asked me on a date.
I love the forwardness.
Oh, it was so direct. And that's one thing that I really love about them is that they just are so direct.
Yeah, they just say what they mean and what they think and feel. And they don't make you guess.
And that's one thing that they say that they appreciate about me.
Oh, good.
And I feel like we are very, very good at sort of very directly and eloquently talking about our feelings and emotions and needs. Mm-hmm. And it's just like so incredibly refreshing.
What a nice change of pace.
They feel like we both are aware that this hasn't been very long, but we are both kind of like, this is moving pretty fast.
Oh.
And I think it's because there's like obstacles that normal people have to get over that we're already there. Like we just really vibe and connect and they kind of feel like my emotional like jigsaw piece.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting.
It's so exciting. It's super, super exciting.
Do you like make out and stuff? Can I ask that?
Yeah, we've been kissing.
Okay. Cute.
We've been kissing.
Love it.
We've been like holding hands and it's been really nice. I've been to their place. They've been here. We have lots of plans. We have been seeing each other a lot. They're great.
Well, that is just like major news and I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
And so excited for them that they get to date you.
I found out actually yesterday, they were asking me what I was doing today. I was like, oh, well, I record this podcast with my friend. And they're like, oh, I've heard your podcast.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they had mentioned a while ago, they were like, we like added each other on Instagram and they were like, wow, you really just like put everything online. And I was like, yeah, I'm kind of online a lot. I'm like, you can pretty much get to all of my shit on anything. Like if you're friends with me on Instagram, you can see my TikTok, my podcast, all of it. It's all kind of like everything's online, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not terribly surprised by that. Like you could definitely easily see me online. I have a big online presence.
Yeah, but they took the time to listen to even part of the podcast. I think most people don't go that far.
Right.
Yeah.
And they actually said that they stopped listening to it because they didn't want, because they would rather, you know,
get to know you,
talk to me about it.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Well, that's really fun. My brain just fell out of my head. It was a thing about someone listening to the podcast that surprised me. Oh, remember when I was talking shit about my nephew carving pumpkins with his 4-year-old friend?
Oh, yeah.
So I got a text from Greta's mom that said, "My daughter is podcast famous." I was like, oh, shit. I'm in trouble. I had no idea they listened. So I think that she thought it was funny.
Yeah, I hope so.
That's shit. The vibe. Yeah. Me and Greta are cool. I'm not really mad at her, you know?
I did tell the person I'm dating, I was like, well, if you listen to my podcast, you'll have to understand that I can be pretty offensive sometimes and kind of crass. And I hope that if I ever say anything that is offensive or offends you, that you will give me the courtesy to make up for that.
Yeah.
Maybe like correct my ways.
Yeah, like tell me and then give me a chance to beg for forgiveness.
Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, everything, I mean, work is amazing. I think I told you before that I filled up all my dog walking slots, so like last month was my best month ever.
Oh yeah.
Work is great. My health is fantastic. I'm in this prep study and they're paying me hella money to like come in regularly, and I get free prep and free hormones, but I don't need the hormones.
Yeah. How did you come upon this prep study?
I did another study that I learned about on Lex.
Oh, okay.
This queer app. And it was a quick, like, one-off little Zoom meeting. And I got, like, $100 from that. And they were like, would you like to be added to a list for other potential studies? And I was like, yes. And so I found out about this one from a call. Someone called me and asked if I wanted to participate. And there's been, like, 5 sort of screening things where I've had to come in and still, like, they're like eliminating people, and I've only just recently been accepted. Oh. But each time I've had to go in, they've been paying me.
Oh, that's great.
Now that I'm accepted, I actually go tomorrow morning to pick up my prep and to start getting paid more money.
Dope.
Which is cool, yeah. And all it really is they want to see if it is ideal for trans women to get their hormones and their prep and their counseling all in one place.
Oh.
Which, obviously, I don't think you need to find out.
Yeah,
that's obviously going to be great. But basically, they're just giving away all this free stuff for trans women.
Yeah, maybe
that's... And making sure that that's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, yes.
Cool.
There's your fucking study. But it's 18 months long, and I will get paid for 18 months just to tell you, hey, it's working.
So cool.
Yeah.
I love it. I got a targeted Instagram ad the other day that was like, do you suffer migraine? Like, it's not good grammar or anything. And it's like, local studies, $750. But it looks like really a lot like a phishing scam.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I do suffer migraine, and I do want $750, but I keep looking at it and I'm like, there's no way this is real. And then I'm wondering, like, how do I get myself on a list for a real migraine study?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I feel like that's a little bit more difficult because there's so many people with migraines.
Yeah, that's probably true. And honestly, probably people who have them worse than I do. But
yeah, I kind of lucked out with this one.
Yeah, that's great.
What else? I enjoy fall, so like the season's fantastic.
Season is nice.
Season's nice.
I also like fall, although it feels like it went straight from summer to winter here, so that's not ideal.
Yeah,
but I'm so glad you get a fall season.
Yeah, and like I have this person that I'm dating, and I get to like have the, you know, the cute fall.
Aw, get like cozy and stuff. Like
get cozy,
drink hot beverages.
We have a list of things we want to watch together.
Cute.
The other thing that's great is that they don't have an animal, so like they can come here and not have to worry about like going back home to take an animal out.
That's really convenient. I was gonna ask, but are they like, do they like being around animals?
I mean, Uggs loves them.
Oh, good. Uggs is a little picky.
I'm pretty sure they love Uggs too.
But they might not be like as into dogs as you are.
No one is.
That's a good point.
No one is.
Okay. Fair enough. We can't. Those are expectations are unreasonable. Should we have like what's the word? Like a moniker? Like maybe a one letter or like a fake name so you can talk about this person without using their own personal identity?
Yeah.
We'll think about it.
How about M?
M. I like it.
Okay. What's up, M? Shout out to M.
If you're listening, I hope I get to meet you someday.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very excited about them. them.
I'm super pumped for you.
What's going on with you?
You know, not too much. I did actually leave the house on Halloween. A friend of ours had a little get together around the campfire and we did a potluck and it didn't start till like 7:30. And not only did we go,
you made out with everyone.
No, that would have been fun. But also unsanitary. We only knew the hosts, and then there were like four other people who came. So it was not a very large gathering. But we had to meet like four brand new people and talk to them. So it was exhausting. But delightful. They were all lovely. So we got home a little bit late, and then I don't know if it was because like being chilly outside or like talking to new people or what my deal was, but we got home at like 11, and then I just like could not stop talking to Jake. I was just like bah 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 about like everything until like midnight or 12:30 on a Monday night. I had to work the next day. And he's like, if you just stop talking, I bet you would fall asleep.
Oh my gosh.
He wasn't rude, but he was just like reminding me that I was tired, and that's probably why I was so chatty. I used to do that when I was a kid. I would like talk my mom's ear off, and she would just stop responding to me eventually. And then I would have to stop talking, and then I would pass out instantly. But it's been a long time since I've done that. It sort of surprised and confused me.
Yeah.
But yeah, not too much since then. We had a really nice dinner with Pat and Punk the other night.
Nice. What'd you guys have?
We had a salad niçoise, which I have talked about on the show before, but this time Pat and Punk made it. Actually, Uncle Punk made it. He did all the cooking. And we had a corn casserole. It's sort of like a cheesy, like soft cornbread. It was really good.
Okay.
And bread. And they just got back from New York. So they had these like sugar cookie and shortbread cookies from Zabar's. And that's a place in New York. I don't know if people care about that. It's like a famous place.
I don't.
Okay, fair enough. But they were delicious. Very like crisp and flavorful. And then she also made, Aunt Patty made a blackberry crisp that was one of the most delicious things I've ever eaten. So we got to take home some leftovers. They actually kind of fed us all weekend. It was awesome.
What is a crisp?
It's like, think a pie, but instead of a crust on the bottom and the top, there's like crunchy, like almost granola, like sweet oats baked on top.
Okay.
So it's just like a, I guess, a different type of crust. I'm not sure. I've never made one. I've only eaten them.
What's that other thing called in the South? But it's like bready, but you don't like, you just kind of put it on top. A cobbler.
Cobbler.
Is it like a cobbler, but with oats?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how I would describe it. But I've also never made one, so I can't be sure that it's oats. I think it is, but it's like, they're like crispy.
That sounds good.
Yeah. It's super delicious. And the like blackberry filling part was like, I don't even know how to explain it. It was just the best texture, and it was like not too sweet but not too tart. Everything about it just magical.
Were they handpicked?
You know, they might have been. I didn't ask, but I wouldn't be surprised. You know, blackberries are an invasive species.
Yeah, for anyone listening that doesn't live in Bremerton is the home of the blackberry. There's a blackberry festival.
Mm-hmm. Labor Day.
It shits everywhere.
It's fucking everywhere. It's actually horrible, but they are delicious.
That's cool. It sounds like a nice time.
Yeah, we've been settling into cold weather and kind of hunkering down. I finished a puzzle. I'm starting a new puzzle. We've been baking more, baking bread and cookies and stuff like that. So we're just kind of, I don't know, it's been nice. Like, it's not exciting, but I think I've been in a pretty good mood and, like, pretty good mental health considering it's, like, dark and freezing.
Yeah.
So I feel grateful for that.
I'm kind of looking forward to it, too. Honestly, like, I got really busy with the pinball stuff, but now that's over. And now I'm just kind of like, I just want to like lay on the couch with them and watch movies every night. Just
fucking chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best.
Should we cork bark?
Let's go to it.
Oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. The blood, the stench, the black and blue. Oh, oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. That field that brought my heart to you. Oh, 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 oh.
All right, so we're going to get to the email that Allison sent us because we rudely did not read it last time.
It was just a teaser.
You asked me not to, and I said, we really need to. But you were like, no.
I'm pretty sure you said, we're not reading this, and I was confused, but it's fine.
Okay. Jill, your pumpkin cold brew tasting weird. You had COVID. It changes your taste for a few weeks or months. Then we'll go back to normal. I'm sure that's why it tastes great now.
Oh, yeah. She's smart.
That makes sense.
I forgot about that.
Also, both of you missed out with the question about fictional technology. Hello, the machine that diagnoses and fixes every medical condition in 20 minutes? Duh. Don't share it with everyone. Diagnose the assholes and psychopaths. Make them pay for it. Give it away to everyone else. Use the money to feed, clothe, educate, and house all the children. Maybe some adults too, but not all the adults. Only the kind ones.
I like that. I like that too.
My original email I sent that you never got said this. If you could choose, would you rather have your ideal body but had the head of a blobfish or the body of a blobfish with your ideal head? This is fictional. You get to choose whatever body head you want. However, blobfish are not fictional. They are disgusting. See attached photo.
Everybody should Google blobfish. Yeah. What the fuck? It's an abomination.
There's a little bit more here, so we'll get back to the question. It says, Jill had said that volunteering is for people who have more money. Volunteering doesn't cost any money, just time. I volunteer with a group and choose to participate in pinup fundraisers. Pinup fundraisers? Like pinup posters?
Maybe.
That's me reading. That's my head, not reading. However, the most important part is that I donate my time. I'm working on tie blankets for animal shelters with scraps of fabric. Also, Christmas cards for nursing homes that I got off of clearance for $2. We do bake sales and craft shows. Profits go to whichever charity. Jill, you bake. You would love the ability to donate baked goods for charity. Jackie, your pinball group is amazing. You are volunteering and making a difference in your community. You don't need to have money to volunteer, just the desire to help people. Check out the Washington State Modified Dolls. That sounds like a trans group in Washington State.
I think it's trans inclusive.
It says just tattooed, pierced people that identify as female donating our time to help others.
Awesome.
That's cool. And there's a link to that, the Facebook group, Washington Modified Dolls. Maybe we'll put that in the show notes.
Sure.
And then down off my itty bitty soapbox, LOL, love you both, Allison.
Well, thank you for the email, Allison. I would like to say first that how dare you compliment Jackie for volunteering and then call me out on all the ways that I don't. And I also want to say for the record, I know that you don't have to have money. I just think the onus should be on moneyed people. That's all.
What's really funny is that you're getting called out and I'm the one who said, I hate volunteering.
I know. No, she's absolutely right. I feel like my issue more than time is energy. So it is what it is. Maybe I'll be better at it later in life. But right now, I feel like when I do have spare time, I can barely use it to take care of myself. But it's a good reminder for people who do have time and energy and want to help people.
Word.
I want to help people. That's the only of those three things that I can say yes to.
I want to be helped.
Okay, so blobfish head or body.
Right.
Okay.
But you can't have both. I know that you want to have the head and the body of a blobfish, but it's not an option.
Okay, I'm going to be honest, and I'm not like fishing for compliments.
Hey.
I already have the body of a blobfish. Oh,
chill.
So I'll keep my current face. Thank you.
I would like a blobfish head and my ideal body, because that's okay. The other thing. You get to have your ideal body.
Yeah, and I think like there are parts of that are appealing to me, because there are things about my body that I think would, if changed, make my life easier and more comfortable. And I like my face. I feel fine about it. I think I have nice hair. And, you know, I wish my eyebrows were a little bit darker, but I can draw those on. So,
like blobfish do.
Yeah, like blobfish do. So, I think I'm going to keep my head, because I've already, like, I've lived a blobfish life for so long. It's fine, you know?
Yeah.
But there's no wrong answer here. They both sound truly terrible.
What about just like blobfish arms?
Do they have arms, or is it like a fin situation?
Like a
fin,
like a sloppy fin.
Like it's your arms, but all the bones fell out and now they're wet.
Yeah, it's almost like, I'm just looking at this picture. I don't really know anything about the blobfish, but what I see in this picture, but I imagine that their arms would just be like whole squids. It would just be like a squid out of water, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's quite an image.
Yeah.
Well, gosh.
Would you rather have squids for arms?
Yes. Yes, I would rather.
Thank you again for the email, Allison. If anyone wants to send us any questions, anything at all, fetchapalepodcast@gmail.com.
I wrote a song about it, but I forgot it.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, thank you.
Do you have any obsessions?
I do. So I have previously said that I was obsessed with my Nespresso machine, which is still true, but they discontinued the type of coffee pod that I have come to love and drink every day. And I was very stressed out about it. But it turns out that the thing they replaced it with is even more delicious.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah. So I'm like back on my shit, like it's brand new. And I'm about to order like 70 of them so I can just coast through the next couple of months, you know?
That's awesome.
So good. I know, what a relief. Like when your favorite thing gets discontinued, like what are you supposed to do? But they actually seem to have improved on the whatever. I was going to say recipe, but it's just like coffee. So roast? I don't know.
I suppose.
Fucking good. What about you?
I'm obsessed with M.
Aww. That's so cute.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. I am obsessed with my partner still. And I was from very early on. It's a really like lovely way to feel about someone.
It is. It feels really nice, but I'm not used to feeling nice.
So it's like an unsettling obsession.
It's like, oh my God, this is gross how cute it is.
I am grossed out by my joy.
I'm just kind of a weary, I just kind of a, I'm a cautious person in general. Like,
sure.
You know how it is when things are going great. I can't help but think that something that is around the corner.
Totally. I think that's okay to have, like, you want to be prepared as well as you can be for the worst, but, you know, also enjoy these moments.
Word.
I think that's an adorable obsession. I'm very excited for you.
Thanks. Me too.
Oh, good.
You want to hear about some stuff I put inside me?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so I just actually remembered I went with my friend Luke to this place called Raising Cane's, which I think is like not a West Coast thing.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It just opened. They just opened one in Oakland. And it's like the first one in the Bay Area. I don't know if they have it in SoCal, but I think it's maybe like a Southern thing.
Is it a restaurant?
Yeah, so it's a chicken tender restaurant.
Ooh, all tendies.
All they do is tendies.
Okay.
And we got there, and they've been open for a couple months. And we got there, and there's a huge line. It's like a new In-N-Out. You know how like the lines go crazy?
Totally.
So all they do is chicken tenders, but they have this cane sauce, and the sauce is incredible.
Do you have any sense of like what it's made of?
Oh man, it tastes just like something. I was telling Luke, I was like, this tastes kind of familiar, mm-hmm. but I can't quite put my tongue on it. But it's very, very good. And they do like, you get like a half a slice of, you get like Texas toast. That's like buttered up. And then
love
like,
a Texas toast.
I think they have a couple sides. I think you can do like fries. Yeah, we got fries. But the tenders are good. I've had better tenders, mm-hmm. but I'm a bit of a tender connoisseur. But the sauce.
That's and the Luke, business.
And Luke, before we left, because he's from Colorado, and I guess they're popular in Colorado, he ordered like a 20-ounce cup of the sauce.
Oh, damn.
Which I think he spent like $25 on.
That's a lot of dollars for sauce. Yeah,
it was a fucking cup of sauce.
I mean, that would last a while.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully.
I think, honestly, he just went home and, like, hopped in the shower and dumped it on his head because he loves that sauce. What else? I got really addicted to Spam Musubi. There's a like a little cafe that's on my route, and I've been gobbling up that musubi. So I actually went today to the Japanese market and bought, like, a musubi press, some sushi rice, and some, like, rice vinegar. I'm going to try and make it myself tonight.
Oh, that's exciting. You should take photographs.
Okay, I will. I'm gonna
love to see how they turn out. Yeah,
so that's what I've been putting inside me, but I'm gonna start putting the homemade version inside me.
That's really fun. Jake and I made sushi, I think it was maybe a couple months ago now, made sushi at home, like did the rolls and everything, and it was delicious and so much fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I know it's not exactly the same as sushi, but it feels sushi adjacent to me.
Right.
So I hope that you enjoy it. I feel like there's, I don't know, like rolling it up and like making it look cute, like makes it taste better and makes it feel more fun.
For sure.
Cool.
What'd you put inside you?
Oh, well, I did tell you all about my dinner that I ate on Friday already. That was so good. And then yesterday, okay, one thing I did this weekend is I made some puff pastry. I forget why. I just made it. And then I also made a pie crust, which is still in the freezer. So pie will be coming soon. But the puff pastry we used to make a chicken pot pie yesterday.
Ooh.
We had leftover potatoes and green beans from the salad niçoise. And then we did carrots, onions, and mushrooms. And then imitation, like vegetarian chicken bits. And Jake made like a roux and the chicken broth, also vegetarian. There's all kinds of like really great non-meat things that taste meat-like that are fun. Better than bouillon makes a no chicken chicken base that just tastes like chicken broth. So like the meat substitutes, maybe not necessarily gonna work for everybody, but the broth bases I think are really good. Anyway, I don't really know how to explain it other than it was one of the most delicious things I've ever eaten.
Wow.
So good. And we put the puff pastry on top, and it looked like it was melting instead of like puffing up the way that it's supposed to. And I was pretty sad and stressed out about it. And Jake was like, it's fine. And he was trying to say, if it turns out that it's chicken and dumplings, that'll be okay. And he said, if it's chicky dumpy day, it's okay.
Of course he did.
We both really enjoyed chicky dumpy day.
Chicky dumpy day.
Good news, it puffed up. And so it was chicken pot pie after all.
Damn. I was really hoping for the dumpy day.
Rooting for chicky dumpy day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just you know, embracing our misspeaks and laughing about it.
Hell yeah.
You gotta laugh.
Make them laugh, my dad used to say.
Did he?
the most valuable lesson my dad ever taught me is to make them laugh.
You know what? And you do.
Yeah. That's Singing in the Rain, by the way.
Yeah, but was it his dad?
It was his dad.
Oh, okay. I just thought that was weird. for you to say, but I did know that make him laugh was from Singing in the Rain. I just didn't know the dad part.
Yeah, his papa taught him.
Oh, thanks, papa.
Speaking of Singing in the Rain, have you been watching anything enjoyable?
Okay.
Has anything had the pleasure of gracing your eyeballs?
Yes. This is very serious. Oh, we just okay, finished it last night.
Wait.
What?
Let me get the funnies out. Hold on.
Okay. Oh, it's not that kind of serious. It's serious in the way that, like, I'm about to recommend it extremely highly.
If you say Love is Blind or some stupid show like that, I'm going to hang up the Discord call.
How dare you? Severance on Apple Plus. Mm. Apple TV. Whatever it's called.
Appletini, yes.
Appletini. Okay, so Severance is a workplace drama? Thriller?
But like sci-fi, kind of?
Yeah, it's... It's, yeah, kind of sci-fi. It's more like, I guess, alternate reality. Like some other version of Earth, or maybe like it's the future. It's kind of hard to tell. It is very weird. It has a lot of dark comedy in it. So, like, especially the first few episodes, it felt almost funny to me. But it, like, gradually builds the story and the tension and the characters. And, like, by the end of it, I'm just, like, sitting almost literally on the edge of my seat. Like, holding my breath. Just waiting for what's going to happen next. It was so good.
I want to see it.
Oh, good. I want you to see it. There's 9 episodes.
So, wait. So, I recommended Ted Lasso, and so I gave you my Apple account.
Yeah, and it turns out I also have an Apple account, and I'm on, like, a 6-month free trial.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah. So we haven't started Ted Lasso, but that is still on our list.
Yeah, watch that. And then I'll watch the... And then I need your shit to watch that thing.
Oh, yeah, because you don't have it anymore?
Uh-uh.
Okay, I'll give it to you. Fun.
Sick.
Yay. It's so good. It's, like, there's a couple of moments where there's, like, some violence, but it's not, like, gory. And I have a hard time with stuff like that. I know you don't, but it just was, like, we haven't enjoyed anything even similarly since probably Sandman.
Yes.
Yeah. The Sandman?
I think I just read that it's being renewed.
Oh, good.
For another season, yeah.
Oh, good.
I also heard Ryan Murphy wants to reboot Glee. It's just a little side note.
Huh. I never finished Glee.
I never finished it either.
Kind of pooped out on it.
Yeah, when Corey died, I'm good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot that happened. I think I had already stopped watching it. That sucks.
Yeah.
And then isn't there, like, another guy who, like, turned out to be kind of a dirtbag IRL?
Yeah, and then two other people died on that show. There's, like, a Glee curse.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, that's upsetting. It is really hard to watch things that have people in them after they've died, especially when they were young, I feel like.
I don't really have an issue with that.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
You watching a lot of, like, Robin Williams movies these days? I can't anymore, you know? Too sad.
No, I haven't, actually. I don't think anyone is.
I mean, I guess that's true.
What's your favorite Robin Williams movie?
Oh.
First one that pops into your head.
Well, the first one that popped into my head was Jumanji, but that's not my favorite. That's the scariest.
Yeah.
It scared me too bad. Maybe Good Will Hunting.
What about Mrs. Doubtfire?
Nah.
Yeah, nah for me too.
I would have always said nah. Like, it's a movie I watched when I was a kid, and, like, I remember enjoying it. And as an adult, I understand, like, several layers of problematic elements, and it just doesn't feel like rewatching is worth it.
You know what Robin Williams movie you've never seen?
What?
Jack.
I've seen Jack.
Have you really?
Yeah, when he's, like, young but in a grown-up's body.
Yeah, I feel like that movie would be, like, too sad for you.
It absolutely was too sad for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Patch Adams. That was one of my favorites.
Yeah, also too sad for me.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm forgetting something that's, like, obvious. Aladdin.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one.
Aladdin.
What's your favorite Robin Williams movie?
Oh, man, I have no idea.
It's hard, right?
Yeah. I want to say Patch Adams.
Yeah, maybe. I didn't care for that, but probably because it was sad.
Photography. Photo.
Oh, what camera was that man. Called? Wasn't he like a creepy bad man in that?
Yeah, he was a bad man.
Hmm.
Wow, you know you're Williams.
So I worked at Barnes & Noble in the music and DVD department for many years. I also worked at Total Video. So I feel like there's this whole era of movies that I didn't see, but I saw the trailers and the covers and like customers talk to me about the plots. And I like know all of these things about stuff I never, ever watched.
Right.
That was during that time, but I can't remember the name of it. Photo Man.
Photo Man.
That can't be right.
Photo Man.
What have you been watching?
I watched... You know what show I watched that had me cry laughing and I was watching it by myself?
What's that?
It's the improv show. There's only three episodes. Middle Ditch and Shorts.
Oh, really? I keep seeing that like pop up and thinking I like those people. I should watch this.
Yeah, I finally gave it a chance and... it did not disappoint.
Oh, good.
I've only watched the first episode, but I've watched it three times. It's so fucking funny.
Okay, well, I'll add that to my list. That's really fun. Don't get mad at me for using Google, but it's called 1 Hour Photo.
Oh, yeah. One hour photo, yeah.
Not I had to boy. Do it now because I am too lazy to do FAP checks. And when I listen to a podcast and people can't think of stuff that I know the answer to, I'm just like screaming at them.
Yeah, but that's part of the appeal.
Is it?
Because then people are going to be like, now I can't scream at this fucking podcast anymore because they know all the answers.
I just feel like it's more satisfying when they're like, oh, this is the thing I was trying to say instead of.
You might be right.
I don't know. I'm trying to make a podcast that I like. I don't care about anybody else. So do you want to share a couple of the movies that is on the list that are?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So I want them to see we've been like sharing music, and a lot of their music is like 80s synth pop vibe. And they sent me this song that's really, really great, and I was like, this song belongs in the San Junipero episode of Black Mirror. And they've never seen it, so that's like the top of the list.
Okay.
Which I don't know if you have ever seen it, but it's the only episode of Black Mirror that's not scary.
Okay.
It's like it's the only happy ending episode, and it's so fucking good.
I've never watched any Black Mirror. So if I just watch one episode, it should be that one.
Yeah. San Junipero. That's what it's called.
Got it.
And then we have to watch Knives Out because we're going to go see Knives Out 2 in a few weeks.
That's fun. Is Knives Out 2 like coming to theater soon?
On the 23rd.
Okay, we liked the first one.
And then Nope, because they're into Peele movies, but haven't seen Nope yet. And then Funny Games, but I'm a little worried about that one because that one is one of my favorite scary movies because that's something that they asked me early. But that movie's very fucked up.
Yeah.
And so I'm a little nervous about showing them that one.
Do they like scary movies?
I think so.
Okay, that's a good place to start.
They haven't... I feel like they're not as plugged in as I am. Well, no one is. About, like, like movies and pop culture and shit, which is great because I have all these things that I want them to see for the first time that I get to, like... I get to show someone San Junipero for the first time. Like, that's a great feeling. Like, the only thing better than watching it for the first time yourself is watching it with someone else for their first time.
See, I don't like... being the person who hasn't seen the thing, that is not fun for me.
Huh.
So is M like nicer than I am? Probably.
I don't know.
Probably just in general. I mean, if they have been like open to this list and are excited to watch things with you, I wouldn't worry about it. It's just like a Jill thing. If particularly, I think it'd be better with you because you're going to be like 100% invested in the activity. If somebody wants to show me something that they love that I've never seen and then they like, I don't know, fall asleep or play on their phone or like wander off, I'm like really mad I'm watching a thing by myself.
I've already expressed that to them.
You're like, sit still. I'm like, pay attention.
I need you to watch this.
Yeah. Okay.
And not be in your phone.
I think that's a reasonable request. Did they agree?
Yeah.
Okay, great. you're not having a good time.
They were like, is it okay if I ask questions about the show?
I love that. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
No talking. I love it when like spending quality time together means you're not allowed to speak.
Well, I realized that. I realized that that's a thing. Mm-hmm. Like that is kind of like, I don't know, like going to a movie with someone like as like one of your first dates, like you don't really get to interact with that person. But at the same time, I think that's totally fine. Can you sit quiet next to someone that you want to be on a date with?
Yeah, I think it's totally fine. If you're going to the theater together, like just like also have dinner so you can also talk, you know?
Right.
But I do think if you're watching stuff at home, I think like questions should be allowed, but you maybe have to pause.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like I, when Jake and I are watching something together for the first time and it's stressful, I say things and ask questions even though he's also not seen it and he doesn't know anything more than I know. And I like recently have just started noticing myself doing it and I can't make myself stop.
Oh, Jill.
Like, this is probably really annoying. Or like something will happen and I'll be like, uh-oh. It's just like, that's not helpful or necessary, but I just can't seem to help myself.
I would be mildly steaming watching the show with you. Just a little bit. I'd roll my eyes hard.
I think maybe it's getting worse because like I don't go to the theater anymore.
And I'm so used, etiquette is gone.
Yeah, and I'm so used to just saying whatever is in my brain to my partner because, you know, he does the same thing and it's a safe space and we just like say whatever the words are we're thinking and then deal with the consequences later. But I maybe it's annoying. I'll have to ask him.
Not during the movie.
No. Is it annoying that I just said uh-oh? What do you think's gonna happen next? Oh man,
that's good.
Yeah, I'm cool to hang out with.
I agree.
Oh, thank you. We did watch one other movie, and I won't go too long on it. It was Star Trek the Motion Picture, so that's like the original series cast with what's his face, Captain Kirk and stuff, and it was horrible.
Captain Kirk and stuff.
Captain Kirk and stuff. Why can't I think of his real name? William Shatner. Yeah, it was so bad. Like the pacing was trash. It was so slow. It was so long. Nothing happened. The like big twist ending was like really cheesy. I hated it. So I keep like trying to watch parts of the original series because it's like that's what started it all, right? That's what's created this universe that I'm sort of obsessed with. But we watched like one episode of the original series and it's so toxic, like so gross. Like it's just misogyny, just like from beginning to end. And it's not interesting. Like it just was really bad. And then the same thing, the movie was not like offensive, but it was offensively bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I'll probably skip that one then.
Yeah, I don't recommend. I'm going to give it half a tablespoon of mayonnaise.
Wow, it's low.
Yeah. We did make it through, though, which is more than I can say for Predator 2.
Yeah.
Finished it, but maybe regret it.
Have you been watching any of Celebrity Jeopardy?
No, how do you watch it? What do you watch it on?
It's on Hulu.
Oh, no, I should start. I love it.
Yeah, it's great, and it's fun, and there's three rounds. There's Triple Jeopardy.
Ooh, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it a longer episode?
Yeah, it's like 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. See, I get really into Jeopardy sometimes, and usually I think that Jake finds it, like, annoying.
Yeah. No, you're going to love it because the questions are easy.
Yeah. You're right. I do love trivia that I know the answer to.
I feel so smart watching it.
That's the best.
There's also this new thing on Netflix. I think it just came out in the last few days called Triviaverse.
Okay.
And it's a game on Netflix that you can play with two players.
What?
Like a trivia game.
Could we play it with each other?
No.
Oh. In the same room?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like one of those DVD trivia games, like Seen It or something, but it's just on Netflix.
Yep.
Okay.
It's multiple choice questions, and the answers are your directional pad on the remote.
Oh, so it... Okay.
Okay.
I am interested.
It's kind of fun.
Have you played?
Yeah. I played a two-player game by myself, so I won.
Nice. life hack.
I love it. Yeah, give it a shot.
Okay, I will.
Are you ready to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, let's go.
Big ups to Nathan Rep of
I'll edit it out.
Big ups to Nathan Rep of Cloud Collective for the use of our theme song, No Dancels on the Sun. You can find them on SoundCloud under Cloud Collective Records.
Thanks, as always, to Adam for our Cork Bork song, Great Adventure. You can find his music, art, and other creative projects at adamoliveris.com.
Why did the trans man only eat salads?
I don't know why.
Because he was a herbivore.
I don't get it.
Love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
It's like a joke because it's not a joke.
No.
It's a real joke?
Yeah.
What does that mean, an herbivore, other than what it means?
Because he was a herbivore.
A herbivore. Oh, no. I ruined it. I just thought you were saying herbivore like a British person, and I thought it was annoying. Sorry I ruined your joke. I love you.
Oh, I love you, too.
No. Okay, bye.
Bye. Hey, thanks again for listening to Fetch a Pail. If you need more Jackie and Jill in your life, follow us on Twitter, at Fetch a Pail.
Or follow us on Instagram, at Fetch a Pail.
Fetch a Pail is a Jackie and Jill production. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Thanks for being a friend. Is that joke offensive?